feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Now, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern Time. And I don't know about you, but as we were driving in this morning, there was some fog. And as we get closer to the city and as you get closer to your destination, it lifted for us. So if you're in areas where there is fog, we always remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And most importantly, stay engaged. And every single morning, we try to remind you about kids soaking up the last days, the last bits, the last hours of summer vacay. So many of them, we see them every single day on skateboards, got headsets on bicycles. Some, what we used to call double pumping, two on a bike, and just doing all sorts of things. It's great to see kids out and about, but we need to make sure as drivers and adults that we're staying engaged. And I say it all the time, you know, one wrong move could change the life of yourself and others. So as you're traveling in this morning, give yourself enough time to get there safely. We remind you about construction. It seems like even on the way to Florida, construction is going on literally in many, many parts of the USA, every town, every city, lots of road construction going on. So if you've got to travel through that and there's no other alternate route, please make sure that you give yourself enough time for that. And also the South Traffic Circle, we tell you about it daily, still seeing way too many accidents. So all of those things, keep those things in mind as you are on your way in. I hope that your week is off to a great start. We hope that you have your momentum. It's Tuesday already, and it seems like the closer we get to school starting for kids, the quicker the weeks are going by. I don't know about if that's true for you, but for us, it seems like the weeks are just zipping by. And as I said, kids are, they're still just trying to enjoy every bit of what's left because they know that once school starts, we're back on the grind. Homework and activities and football season. And speaking of which, football season will be kicking off. There's nothing better than high school football. I'm going to tell you what, I get excited just thinking about it. And hopefully the cool weather will usher itself in. and we'll have great, great football season. Schools are getting ready. Kids are about to start. I know our kid is about to start practicing again for football season. So lots going on. And we just want to remind you that if you want to reach out and connect with Team OPT, you can do so through our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Thank you for all the great submissions that we're getting on a daily basis. Or you can simply drop us a line in the mail at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. And if that doesn't work for you, simply phone us, 318-445-5658. And we've gotten several phone calls already about the seminar that's going to be happening August 6th and 7th. If you didn't get that information, we'll give it a little bit later in the show. And if you still want to call us at 318-445-5658, we're happy to pass that information along. If you are going to consider opening a business or becoming a business owner, this is a seminar you cannot afford to miss. We'll have all of that information plus so much more. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, if you're on your way, it's 7:46. And today, of course, is Tuesday, August 30th. I looked at the calendar and I said, where in the world has the month gone? July 30th. We're about to be embarking upon August. The time is literally just zipping by. Let me just say, though, that this segment is sponsored by Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And you can do that by simply phoning 318-484-2260. You can be a mentor, a friend. You can help a young person learn to read. And you can get paid for it all at the same time. They are literally giving stipends or money that is tax-free that will not affect any of your benefits. All you've got to do is be over 55 years old and have an open heart, a heart that shares and that cares. And you can help share today and shape tomorrow. The number once again, 318-484-2260. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Now, switching gears this morning, you know, I read an incredible article and I wanted to share it with you. And you may have heard about it. And a lot of people, of course, DC are Facebooking and are tweeting all the time. And the question has now become if people are oversharing. And one of the things that we were talking about in the realm, or that they were talking about in the realm of oversharing, and it's a question I think that many people have asked, is that are people sharing too much of their lives, especially their very, very personal lives? And there was an article that came out in Time magazine that talked about women wanting to share their post-mastectomy photos. Yes. And so what that means is that women that had breast removals or had their breasts removed wanted to share those photographs on Facebook. And so they took it to a vote, Facebook did, and they said that it was okay for women who had mastectomies to show their photographs. But what they didn't want is they didn't want women to just show simply their bare breasts.
And so as I read the story and I started thinking about it, and I personally looked at the articles, and not only the article, but the pictures of women showing their scars. And I said, you know, as I was looking at the article and looking at the pictures, I said, wow. And I wondered to myself at that moment how I felt about it. And I felt a lot of, what adjective can I use? I felt a lot of, not empathy, because I don't think that you can empathize with someone and with something so serious unless you've had that happen, but I felt what courage these women had to want to show their scars and to bear literally their souls to the world. And then it brought up other issues about women like Angelina Jolie, who had just recently revealed that she had a double mastectomy in order to significantly reduce her chances of developing breast cancer. And so a lot of people felt that her coming out about this very critical subject inspired a lot of what's happening on Facebook and a lot of women that are coming out. And when you look at the pictures, they are just, they're graphic. Now, what the picture reveals is one woman showing her actual breast removed, and then the other breast is still there, and she's holding that breast sort of in her hand so that it doesn't reveal her naked breast. But the question is starting to arise if people are oversharing. And another issue that came up in the same realm is a talk radio host who is a host for NPR, National Public Radio. He's got 1.2 million Twitter followers, and his mother is dying, and he has been tweeting about her death, and a lot of people are questioning if this is too much. And so, do you see, I just want to ask you, because you and I were talking about it, and I think it's a very personal issue if you want to tweet your loved one's death, or even if you want to share very revealing Facebook pictures like those of a woman who has had a mastectomy. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Carlette, I just think we live in some different times. You know, I know most people that I know would not want to share those types of things. But, you know, I'm not closed-minded to the fact that it's not just me here on the planet, mm-hmm. and what I want, you know. I mean, I don't think I would do that. Let me just put it like that. But, you know, we live in a new, this is a new age that we live in, and people are sharing things that 15, 20 years ago they just wouldn't have shared.
Wouldn't have even talked about,
no,
let alone shared.
No, it's hard to even talk about mm-hmm. it. And now, in this modern age of social media,
mm-hmm.
and people are not waiting for media to put their things out there. They can actually put them out there themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are making the decision to put things out there that, you know, wouldn't ordinarily be put into the society. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's just the times that we live in. And I think had we had social media, we probably would have seen people making the decisions to put stuff on there back then.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because, you know, there's so many different types of people in the world. Some people like to share things. That's their way of dealing with it. That's a way of getting to where they need to be and how they need to feel to really cope with some of this
mm-hmm,
stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know. And some people just bring it to the public. Now, you know, and to each his own. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, people do what they want with their personal information.
Right. And
that's America.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the issue of women that have had mastectomies. And one of the women that was a breast cancer survivor had an image of herself, and her breasts are removed, and she's got everything tattooed where her breast would have been. And I think, as you said, we're living in a society that we have become such voyeurs, where we want to look into, and I think that's the whole idea of Facebook, is the voyeurism. that lies there?
Well, the whole idea of Facebook is advertising, really. You know, that's the whole idea. But, you know, these are the things that draw people in,
mm-hmm.
and then they look at the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about getting people's attention. You know, it's all about getting people's attention. And any type of media outlet, what they're trying to do is gather your attention so that they can sell you whatever it is that, you know, because somebody has to pay for what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, Facebook is free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give it to you for free. And the reason why they give it to you for free is so that you can look at the stuff that the people pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's all about, you know, I think that's why they're saying, hey, you can put this on there as long as you don't do this.
Right.
Because they want for people, as many people as possible, to go to Facebook.
Right. And that's
the business.
And that's the business. And I was going to say that in this picture, one of the pictures, I guess, that created a stir was the picture that I'm telling you about with the lady who, it's almost like she's got a, ladies, you know what I'm talking about when I say a sports bra on, but it looks like sort of a sports bra, but it's tattooed very beautifully and very colorful. And it was shared 110,000 times in the realm of the Facebook community. And so I guess with that said, it got a lot of, you know, a lot of people talking. And, you know, I was just wondering really how I felt about it. And I said, you know, it just took a lot of courage to do that. But now people are sharing everything from their scars to their lives and everything else. And in the realm of that, the next article talked about President Bush, H.W. Bush, had shaved his head. One of his security details' kids, 2 years old, has leukemia. And so,
Wow. In
support of the baby, the old man shaves his head, our former president shaves his head to show the solidarity of this baby. And the whole detail, the whole security detail, shaved their head as well. And it is a sight to see former President H.W. Bush with a shaved head. And I said it made him even look younger at 89 years old. And then when I looked at the detail that still keeps him protected, it's almost about 30 men. And there's a picture of this 2-year-old little boy and about 25, 27 men, all ball-headed in solidarity for the 2-year-old child.
And the only thing I can wonder is his hair going to grow back?
only that from a bald man would wonder. Why would you wonder that? For his age or what?
That's the first thing popped into my head. You know, you're 90 and you're cutting your head bald.
He's 89, technically.
Well, yeah, 90.
And you know what? He probably doesn't even care. But when you look at the pictures, he looks so much younger.
He's a fine fella.
And look, this is what he said, and I thought this was really moving. He said that they lost their daughter, Robin, mm-hmm. to leukemia when she was only 4 years old, and that was some 59 years ago. And so he really felt close to this situation and really understood it. But I guess the question still remains, and that was a real cool picture. I mean, it was interesting. But I guess the question still remains, are we oversharing on Facebook? Are we? And I know that everybody has their own opinion and their own ideology. And yesterday it was really big in the press and in a lot of articles, and a lot of people weighed in. Of course, everybody thought differently about it. But I started saying, you know, has this new generation of technology and technologically sound devices, has it created monsters within us when there was a time where we just, certain things that were private? And now, literally nothing at all is private. Even the death of this man's mother, he's tweeting while she's dying. You know, it could be minutes, it could be a day, it could be hours. And not just tweeting to a few people. He's got about 1.2 million followers.
And that's just that person's prerogative. I mean, you know, you can do what you want to do when it's your stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, that's, and I don't think that's new. I think the social media is new. And like I said, had it been here 25, 30 years ago, people would have still been making that same decision to say, you know, I want to put this. And that's, and that, you know, it really is to that person's prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they sharing too much for us or for someone else that wouldn't like to share that much? Of
mm-hmm.
course they are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, this is America, you know. Freedom of speech still exists.
Yes, it does. And I think that is something that people will be grappling with for quite a while. What's too much? And I think that the more that people get entrenched and follow Facebook, you've got people who are literally on Facebook all the time, finding their news and finding what their friends are doing and connecting with people from all parts of the country. And the more that these sites grow, I think the more things that we've never seen before that we're going to continue to see. And I think that that's just sort of the way of the world. And it just depends how you feel about it. And some said for the talk show host that maybe that this was therapeutic and this was his way of going through it. And people, when they hear you, they come to know you and love you. And it was like sharing with family. So a lot to be said about it. And everybody feels differently. And it's just the way that you feel. But I thought personally that the women showing their scars was courageous and probably maybe therapeutic for them. Hey, everybody, it's a minute after 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, July 30th, and you're on point.
When your bank does the unexpected, when every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal, when flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence, and you find options instead of obstacles, prosperity happens, possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71,
Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. I tell you what, there's so much going on. And, you know, shared the article about Facebook and voyeurism. And I think that just typically we have become, whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, we've become a society of people that just like to look into others' lives. And I think that that's what Facebooking is really about, seeing others' pictures, seeing what others are doing in the realm of success. And it's really about sharing that and hopefully others being happy for you when you get the big house or you get the promotion. And, you know, and for a lot of people, that is their sole way of getting news and finding out what's going on, not only with people that you know, but others that you don't know. But I think we have to be careful in the realm of voyeurism, because what it can cause is, I think, a sense of competition that may not be healthy, looking at what others have and becoming covetous of that or trying to duplicate that as opposed to being happy. And I think DC was right on point when he said, really, beyond all of the pictures and the great vacations and the big homes and the vehicles and all of those things, it's really about selling you something. And you'll notice, women, if you ever go to a website and you click on shoes, those shoes, if you're on Facebook, will come up at some point or something similar. And that's really to grab your attention and to sell you something. So really, it's about more than voyeurism. I think it's strategically planned to make sure that it targets what you like and what you want. And I would just say to people who may be oversharing, it's just, I think it just bears taking a look at and seeing why you're doing what you're doing. And one of the things that we talk about in our home all the time is asking ourselves those proverbial questions of why. Why did I do that? And this morning, as we were sort of in our quiet time and meditation time, you know, just switching gears just a little bit, a lot of times, and there have been a lot of articles written about stress and people really losing their health to stress and not asking themselves those very important questions of why they have allowed themselves to become so stressed out. And a lot of times when you're looking at what other people are doing, it creates a certain tension and a certain stress and a certain drive to have what others have. And really what we don't understand oftentimes about what others have is that we don't know what others are doing to have what they have. And when you really start to understand that oftentimes we're not willing to pay the price that others are willing to pay to have what they have, then you begin to understand. It could be that those people are working very, very hard to have what they have, or it could be that they are going into an untold amount of debt to have what they have. And so one of the important lessons I think that we need to learn from this conversation is that contentment has to rule the day. And yesterday, DC and I were coming home and he said, you know, I am really, really, truly at a point where I am what Paul said. I am just content being. And I know one of the things that we talked about on Real Women, Real Talk a few weeks ago is Octavia had said, you know, I could be jealous of people taking vacations and I'd love to do that, but what I understand is that I can't afford it. And DC and I and our family, we took a little small vacation. And as we were coming back, I said, you know, this is a lot of growth for us, because there would have been a time in our lives where we would have gone out and spent money that we really didn't have, and we'd have put stuff on a credit card, and we would have done things that, you know, in the moment made us happy. We would have shopped until we dropped. But as you grow older and you get wisdom, you start to get understanding. And what we were really happy about with this vacation and just the way that we have learned to live our lives now is that everything that we did was paid for. And what we have understood and become very comfortable with at this stages in our lives is that we're not going to do things to impress others or to try to even sometimes I think you're trying to only impress yourself with the things that you do, that the things that we do, we're going to do because we can afford it. And we won't have regrets about it. We won't, at the end of the day, have all these great pictures to post somewhere and then tomorrow wonder how we're going to pay the bill or if the lights are going to be on. That you can just be content. And if you can't take a vacation, be content with that. And so DC said, you know, I've just learned really that whatever is going on, whatever is happening, I'm just going to be content. I'm not going to be moved by the distractions and by the things that are happening. I am going to be content. And I think that when you start competing with others, you come out of that place of peace and contentment and you move instantly into strife. And you start, your whole life starts to get shaken by strife. And if you're not careful, you won't even know where that stress and that strife has come from. It just, it's like it just comes out of nowhere. But it really doesn't. The word this morning, I hope as you're traveling in, is contentment. Hey everybody, you're on point. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Smile, even
what you do.
I'll smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his incredible team. You can phone them for the best channels, the best savings, plus the best wiring, probably in the state. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Now, switching gears just a little bit this morning. Yesterday, DC and I were talking about people who really are just afraid to step out of the boat and to get started. And this morning, as I was meditating and thinking of you and thinking of all of the people that we get the opportunity to speak to every single day, I was thinking about those people who are still living in fear and who are still afraid to step out of the boat. And I got in my spirit this morning that, and you know, you've heard me talk about seasons a lot, that everything happens in seasons. And I guess this conference that's coming up with Joanne Lawrence and the SBA, the Small Business Administration, has gotten me really excited for all of those people that are saying this is an opportunity for me to go out and connect. But then as I started thinking about it, I started thinking about all of those people that are saying, as they heard Joanne talk and as they heard DC and I talk on yesterday, saying, yay, this is for me. But then at the end of that, at the end of that conversation or at the end of the day, you got back into your shell and you were overtaken by fear again. And those thoughts that come to inundate your mind, those negative thoughts that say to you, how are you going to do it? You could never do it. And then those negative people that would say, well, how are you going to do that? Where are you going to get the money? How are you going to get the building? How are you going to make it work? How are you going to pay your bills? All of those things that I'm not saying we don't need to look at those things. But what I'm saying is those thoughts will come in and they will literally encompass your thinking. And then all of the good positive energy that you had is just diminished. And you go back and you kind of recoil. You go back into that shell and you say, yeah, I was wrong. I need to keep my job. I need to keep my benefits. I've got my kids. I've got this. I've got that. And I could never do it. And so then I started thinking about ways that we can really just eviscerate. Remember that word? Eviscerate those negative thoughts. I mean, totally just disembowel, just get rid of those negative things that come in to steal our ideas, to steal our joy, to steal our peace, to steal from us. And so the only way that you can eviscerate those thoughts is, first of all, you've got to understand that you might be having them right now. And it may not be about starting a business. It may be about going to work and being successful or doing something that you had planned to do. And then those thoughts come in to overtake you. And I say it all the time, and it sounds really, really simple. And it could even sound silly if you're not an open-minded person. But let me tell you something. You've got to start replacing those negative thoughts. You've got to find a way to identify what you're thinking about. And then you've got to begin to replace those thoughts. But you have to do it so quickly that those thoughts don't get an opportunity to go down into you and take root. Because when they have taken root, that is when it's toughest to excavate those thoughts. When they have taken root, and then they start to have weeds around them, and then they start to really literally take on a life of their own, that's when they're hard to get rid of. So if you're traveling in or you're sitting at your job and you're thinking about the next thing and you're thinking about the next season. And I had someone to text me, a friend, and she said, I don't know if I can do it another day. I don't know how I can put up with this job and the demands and the stressors. I don't know if I can do it one more day. And I said to her, begin to speak those things that God is saying about you, because she is a believer, she is a Christian, and she is standing on the word. And so sometimes it takes people to remind us when we go into those slumps, into those places of uncertainty. And let me tell you, negativity is a place of absolute uncertainty. And what negativity is created and designed to do is to make you doubt. Yeah, make you doubt that the things that you saw, that the things that you believed, or the things that you dreamed about, the things that you wrote down on your dream board, or the things that you wrote on paper and made them plain, it makes you doubt if they can ever happen, especially if they're years and years in the making. But I'm going to tell you, there are so many people doing so many incredible things that every single day that I read about one of them and I try to share them with you all, I start thinking, okay, it's possible. If that happened for that person, then it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. And I'm telling you, if you don't stop right now, and if that's you, if you're feeling anxious this morning, you're feeling dread, you're feeling overwhelmed, overcome, stop right now and take a deep breath. Just stop whatever you're doing. Take a deep breath and find that small place of peace. Just for this moment, visualize that place that makes you happy, that makes you free, makes you comfortable, that puts you at ease, and be right there just for a few minutes. And then when you clear all of the junk out, all of the things that are competing for your thoughts, then you can begin to replace that negativity with things that are good. And when we take our hands off and realize that there's nothing great or grand that we can do or have to do to make it happen, but only that we need to be available. And you need to be willing to do the work. You see, you look at things that other people have and the greatness that they're achieving. And I'll give you two things that they are doing that are absolutely, absolutely essential. And that's being available and being willing to work hard and to never quit. And I'm telling you, if that's you this morning, be available, be willing, but most importantly, don't quit. And let me tell you what this absolutely is. It's smart talk for smart people. And you're On Point, the official OPT network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your
children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services, not only for your home, but for your business. And let me tell you, there's no better team than the teams throughout Louisiana that J&J has. They come out, they do an absolute free inspection on your home or business. They tell you what you need. They tell you what's going on. And then when you decide on which services you need, they work it out to make sure that it is cost effective for you. And I'm going to tell you, when we said about people having dirt on their walls and not wondering where that dirt has come from, thinking it was because you weren't a tidy housekeeper, a lot of people have termites coming up and eating down. Make sure that's not you. And here's how you could do it. 318-448 4000 or 800-819-5323. Also, our great friends at Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Listen, if you are one of those unfortunate people who have had an accident and you need those dents removed and you need your vehicle restored back to its original state, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is where you should start. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. I am going to keep telling you guys about those free mammograms if you're 40 years old or older. And I'm going to keep asking you, why are you waiting? They're absolutely free. When you go into the Cabrini Spa, you could not walk into a more tranquil environment, a more beautiful place to have your mammogram. And the people are wonderful. For more information about how to get your mammogram absolutely free, 318-487-1122. Ask for Diane Kitts. If she's not available, just leave her a message and she'll return the call. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south. On Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly feel better after just taking just a few minutes to gather myself, and hopefully you've gathered yourself if you're off to a woe is me type of Tuesday, and you're trying to pull it together because Monday was just simply harrowing. You know, I am a firm believer in having what you say. Not only is it a biblical principle, it is just absolutely a principle, and you can have what you say. And I don't care about yesterday. You know, this morning our meditation book said that there are two days that you absolutely do not need to worry about, and that's yesterday and tomorrow. And I said, you know, because before we read it, I was thinking, okay, what 2 days are those? Are they Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday? No, yesterday and tomorrow. Yesterday is over. Whatever happened yesterday, whatever went right, what went wrong, went otherwise, it's over. Tomorrow we absolutely have no control over at all. And so when you really, really get that, I think it helps you to be present right where you are. And for many of us, and I know for me too, I get so anxious sometimes. And I know what the word says, be anxious for nothing. But it's just called human nature when you're anxious for the next thing and you're waiting and you're on go. It's like being in the starting blocks before you're getting ready to run a race. And you're waiting for the gun to go off so that you can sprint out of the blocks. Sometimes we get antsy just being. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you just have to allow yourself to be. And there's times when we need to be in motion, and then there's times where we just need to learn to be still. Like this past weekend, I just needed to learn to be still. And let me tell you something, one of the hardest things for me to do is to turn my phone off. And it takes about 24 hours before you can get comfortable with just shutting it off. There's always that sort of need to kind of want to see if you got that email, or did somebody send something, or do you need to check? And it took about 24 hours for me to just be, to be present, to be with my family, to be in the beauty of nature, to just be. And I'm going to tell you, it is a concept that when we wrap our minds around learning to just simply be, we get better. And DC, you helped me with that. You said something to me yesterday. You said, no matter what happens in my life, no matter what happens, I'm not getting in a hurry for anything. And you really, I think, have learned or have gotten so much better with just being, don't you think?
Well, you know, I've just found in the past that whenever I make fast decisions, I end up making bad decisions.
Mm.
And so now I've learned to just take it one thing at a time, one day at a time, and I'll take it as it comes. And, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not going to, you know, I'm going to still be here. I'm not going to die. You know, I'm going to still be on the planet. It's just not that much to get all worked up about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. I can just go back in my past life and remember when I was so worked up and thought that, oh, this is the end. What are we going to do? How are we going to? And, you know, 6 months later, you find out that it wasn't really that big of a deal anyway.
And you were a real drama king.
Oh, man, I'd get,
you were
I'd get all worked up about something that wasn't going to ever happen. You know, because I'd get in my mind that I have to preempt the situation that I think is going to happen 6 months from now, and it's mm-hmm. never going to happen. And so I'm acting out about something that's never going to happen. When if I just let go and let God, you know, just let the situation develop
uh-huh.
the way that it's going to develop without trying to control it, it's going to be what he wants it to be. You know, not my will, but his will. You know, so I had to really learn that I had to stop trying to impose my will on people, places, and things and situations and allow for them to be what they're going to be and me just be who I'm going to be.
Mm.
You know, but I'm not afraid of anything.
Isn't that anymore?
No more fear.
Isn't that easier said than done, though?
It's very easier said than done.
Yeah. And so do you have to train yourself daily on
Absolutely.
That thought? And
Absolutely. I have to do that daily. And, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes I'll find myself back in the old behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between me now and the old me is that I can do a daily inventory and see where I went wrong
mm-hmm.
because I make mistakes and do things wrong. And what I do is just repent and mm-hmm. ask for forgiveness for mm-hmm. those things. But I move on. I'm not lingering in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to linger in it. I'm not going to let anybody whoop me with it. You know, if I did something wrong, I apologize and I'm moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to let that be in your mind rent free, then you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you're going to see it's not that big of a deal and nobody's going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And I think that for many of us, we allow, and I think that's why the meditation was so important. And I believe that it was a thought that we really needed to share with people, that yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. And if you can find that place of being present today, right now, see, I was going to say that's the only thing that you have control over, but you really don't even have control over that. But what you can do is you can put your best self and your best efforts forward right now, at this moment, at this time, because we don't know what tomorrow's troubles are going to bring or what tomorrow's greatness is going to bring. It doesn't necessarily have to be troubles. It could be great things. And when you expect great things, then great things will start to come your way. And I'm telling you, we are expecting.
Absolutely.
Are you expecting some great things?
Absolutely.
Some big things?
Big things.
Some gargantuan things?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're trying to throw some of that good, positive energy your way. I hope that you're expecting great things. We hope that as you travel in, or if you're already there, that not only are you tuned in to OPT, but you're tuned in to great expectations. All positive, all the time, right here on the official OPT Network.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present 3 free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about 3 different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. The number 318-346-6695. You know, I wanted to share this incredible love story with you guys. I don't know if you've seen it or not this morning, but it's a lifetime of love. A couple that was married for 75 years die a day apart. But the story is so incredible. Now, the couple were high school sweethearts more than 75 years ago, and their parents, neither of their parents thought that they should be together or that they would be a match or even that the relationship or the union would last. And so the couple's name is Les and Helen Brown. They were born, get this, on the same day in 1918, and they celebrated 75 years of marriage in September. And they said they celebrated with cake and a quiet gathering. And they really enjoyed each other's company, is what they reported saying. They said they were absolutely inseparable, never apart. Now, you know, I was telling you about Facebooking and all of that. Well, this story went viral, and I'll tell you why. Their bond was so strong that neither Les nor Helen wanted to live without each other. Though they knew that the end was imminent, Les had been sick with Parkinson's disease for some time, and his wife Helen was battling stomach cancer. Now, Les slipped into a coma at the couple's Long Beach, California home, and the hospice workers came in and said he might only live for a few days. And Helen was expected to survive. This is the wife. She was expected to survive for some months, but she became very weak. And then she passed away, but she was the one that was the stronger, and she was supposed to live. She passed away on July 16th of this month, and her husband, Les, died a day after his wife, and he never knew that she had died. They were both 94 years old. And I said to DC, what an incredible story. Les and Helen's love story was first reported by a newspaper in their town, and then the story went viral. And their son said that they would not have wanted the attention. This goes to what we were talking about earlier about everything going viral and how people feel about that. He said his parents were not people who wanted notoriety, and they would not have wanted this, but the story did go viral. And that just goes to show you that we are all voyeurs and we love great stories. And this is one of those great love stories that couldn't have ended better, because after 75 years of marriage, you just know that neither of them wanted to be on the planet without the other person. And so that's a great love story of being together, facing the odds when people said it would never work. Well, guess what? It worked for 75 years. And that should be a lesson for each and every one of us, that nobody knows which marriage, which union is going to last and for how long. You know, love conquers a multitude, a multitude. Love conquers all. And that is one of those incredible stories that makes you say it is possible. We want to thank you guys so much, as always, for sharing what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do it because we love you, but God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and as you're loving on yourself and being kind to yourself, I hope that you will ponder not allowing that negativity that comes in from everywhere to inundate you and to overcome you, that you will stop and that you will excavate, you'll dig out those negative thoughts, get to the root of it, and replace it with a good, positive thought. Thank you guys so much. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wind Down Wednesday. The week is winding down. And you know what? You can decide right now what kind of week it's to be. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll see you, God willing, right back here on Wind Down Wednesday.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.